Right now, we're spending the hour on unions and focusing in on nurses at UW Health University Hospital in Madison, who have formed a new union. Employee unions were phased out at UW Hospital and Clinics in 2014, but nurses began organizing nearly a year ago and distributed support cards last September. Do you think that employees like nurses at publicly owned hospitals should be allowed to collectively bargain? We're at 800-642-1234. Mariah Clark and Kate Walton helped establish a nurses union at UW Health. Mariah has worked at UW Hospital's emergency room for 11 years. Mariah, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, it's great to be here.
And Kate Walton has been a staff nurse in emergency medicine at UW Health for the past 3 years. Kate, welcome to you.
Hi, thanks.
Well, Kate, let's start with you. Why did you want to help organize a union at UW Health?
We've been noticing over the last few years, so I've been there 3 years, almost four, and even in just that short period of time, I've noticed there's been a huge change in the voice that the nurses have. And that's been really just, it's become very top-down, very administration-led. And nurses and the people at the bedside making decisions just don't have the voice that we used to have. So we don't have any say, really, at this point in decision-making, in policy. Everything's just sort of been handed to us. And that's been a huge change since when I started almost 4 years ago.
And Mariah, you've been with the hospital a number of years, more than a decade. What have you seen and what is driving you to form this union?
Well, I've been there for 12 years now, and it's been interesting because the thing that really appealed to me about UW when I first started was it's a teaching institution, it's a research institution, and it's known for its compassionate, very collaborative healthcare. The teamwork was a huge part of it for me. And being able to bring concerns up and have them actually listened to and acted on was a hallmark in my first several years there. Our last contract, you know, after Act 10, our last contracts expired in 2014. And the hospital assured us very little would change. We noticed some sort of gradual changes. Then a couple of years ago when the hospital system began more aggressive expansion and brought in some outside consultants, there was a lot more austerity and a lot more cuts to time, education, resources, staffing, and it made it a lot more difficult to provide the kind of quality care that not only I wanted to provide as a nurse, but that UW was known for. So a big part of my reason for taking part in this unionizing effort is to bring that back and to have nurses have a really valuable ongoing contribution to patient care and policy at the hospital that influences everyone and makes it the best place to get care.
Did you find that you had an avenue to relay back on some of those changes and how they were working and how they were not working?
In the last couple of years? No, not at all. Even if you have a wonderfully receptive manager and administrator, you felt like you could talk to them, but that those concerns would kind of stop there. They didn't then percolate upwards through the system. And we used to have a shared governance system, which we still do, but instead of really having a good two-way communication, we mostly have things handed down from on high and don't really get to have a good conversation anymore.
Kate, from your vantage point in emergency medicine, how have workloads for nurses changed at the hospital in recent years?
We've seen a huge increase in the amount of in the workload. So staffing has been a big issue. One of the first things that happened with this consultancy that came in was that they cut staffing levels, and this was throughout the hospital. So this isn't just emergency department. We sort of have a unique perspective on it because almost everybody comes through us to go into the hospital to get admitted. And so we had staffing cuts. We used to, in our department, they took away some of our float nurses on some of the days of the week.
And float nurses would be nurses who could move through different departments filling in?
In that, and as well as in our department, we would also have nurses that didn't have a specific patient assignment, but then could help float, could come over and help if there was a major trauma or someone was really sick. They could jump in if you had two or three sick patients because we you never really know what rolls in the door till it's there. In the
emergency department. Oh, so kind of evening out the workload a little
bit. Right. Helping jump in, covering lunches even. And then we also, around the same time, the hospital cut the critical care float pool in the hospital. They were called Save Our Shift, SOS. And they were literally the people you would call if, and this was hospital-wide, if you had a patient that was suddenly getting critical, if you had somebody that needed close monitoring and they needed to leave the unit, and you couldn't leave your other patients behind. So they cut that down from, I think, 5 nurses at a time to 1. They cut our staffing in our department. They cut staffing throughout departments. They're also sending people home and trying to paying more attention to what the staffing number said it should be versus what the number of patients said how many nurses you should have. So what we've seen is that throughout the hospital, nurses have more patients, and an increase in the patient load is just unsafe. It makes it a lot harder to spend time with your patients, to take really good care of your patients. And honestly, nurses are the frontline warning system. So the less time you have with your patients and the less ability you have to monitor them, to keep a close eye on them, and especially in the emergency department when, like I said, you don't know what rolls through the door till it's there, you know, you can have 3 critical patients at the same time, and without those resources, then you have to juggle 3 critical patients at the same time. Yeah. And we have a really strong team in our department and throughout the hospital. But so, you know, everybody pulls together as best they can. But we've really noticed that, like, it's been really difficult some days. And then in the meantime, there's also, because we've had staffing issues, then we have patients boarding in the emergency department. So spending overnight or spending multiple hours waiting on an inpatient room because there's either nowhere to put them or there aren't nurses to take care of them. And so then we have extra patients in the emergency department, enough staff.
Backing up,
right. It's been compounding really quickly, and it's been made things even more difficult.
Talking about the role of labor unions in Wisconsin right now, we have Kate Walton and Mariah Clark. They're 2 emergency room nurses who helped form a nurses union at UW Health. You can join in. Are you a worker interested in forming a union, or someone in management who oversees employees? What questions do you have about the process? How have you seen unions evolve in your industry? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go to Janet now, joining us from North Fond du Lac. Hi, Janet.
Hi. I congratulate Maya and Kate on their efforts, and I support them 100% as a patient. Talking, I can relate to the, you know, I was in Agnesian in Fond du Lac, and I rang my buzzer in the middle of the night for a nurse for evidently having to go to the bathroom or something, and it just seems like you got to wait forever, you know, and it's not the nurse's fault. Ever since Reagan broke the air controllers union way back when, you know, our economy was healthy during the 50s and the 60s. The average family could spend and to save at the same time, but it's gone downhill because of the Republicans.
Janet, thanks for the call. Janet is taking a much broader historical bent here, Mariah, on the evolution of unions. I noticed earlier, too, that when you heard SOS, that you really had a reaction there. And I wanted to ask you about that impact of SOS nurses. What did they bring?
The SOS nurses are just an amazing group of critical care nurses. They can go anywhere in the hospital, but they especially help us in the ER. And their absence is really felt now that they've been taken away. Whenever we would have a sick trauma or someone who was very, very ill, they would come in and be able to even that workload so that you could do the best patient care that you possibly could. And we used to see them, even if they'd come down, check on us, hey, do you have the resources you need? And sometimes the answer was, yeah, we're doing great. Thank you so much. See you later. We don't need you right now. And then other times they'd pop in and you'd be overjoyed because you needed that help and you needed that critical care help right then. And there they were. And now we don't have that sort of resource when we need it.
Kate?
And the other thing, too, is they're experienced critical care nurses. They've seen everything. And so that's the other nice thing, was that when you have, if you have newer staff, people that don't have the experience, which we've had a lot of turnover, and so we've had that lately, then you have that resource that you can reach out to, and they can help assess a patient or help, you know, sort of figure out where to go from there. And I know the inpatient staff too has noticed that that was a big help for them, that the, and a resource for them that they don't have if a patient, you know, just doesn't look right, or they can't quite figure out if some, you know, if they should be concerned, they should be paging the doctors, they should, you know, be intervening. And I know that's a resource that they really miss too.
Mariah, this isn't all about forming a union because you're looking at wages, trying to increase wages. It sounds more about quality of life at work.
Absolutely. You know, we really, when you talk to the nurses about why are we doing this, when we're doing our authorization card drive and things like that, we ask people, you know, what's bringing you to this? And overwhelmingly, it was all about patient and family care and providing quality nursing. One of the things that was touched on a lot was the fact that you got into this job to help people. And when you feel like your hands are tied due to bureaucracy or austerity, it's really a moral insult. It contributes to burnout. It's all about being able to do quality care, and you feel like you can't. So you have young nurses who don't have the mentoring that they deserve. You have experienced nurses who feel like they can't practice under these conditions in good conscience. And so you have people fleeing the working conditions, which compounds the problems at the hospital, and it impacts our patients and our families. They're just not getting what they need.
Talking about how nurses at UW Hospital are trying to revive their union that expired in 2014, Mariah Clark and Kate Walton are two emergency room nurses who've helped form a new nurses union at UW Health over the last year. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Are you a worker interested in forming a union, or perhaps someone in management who oversees employees? What questions do you have about unions? Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a moment here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent, and we're spending the hour on unions, looking at efforts by nurses at UW Hospital to restart their union. Nurses began organizing nearly a year ago. If the union were recognized by UW Hospital, it would include about 2,000 nurses. How have you seen unions change healthcare in the past? Join in, 800-642-1234. UW Health nurses Mariah Clark and Kate Walton help lead the effort to form a new nurses union, and they stay with us. Let's go back to the phones now. Tom is in Madison. Hi, Tom.
Thank you. Good morning. I grew up in a union household, but I really don't think I appreciated unions as much until I took part in the protests here in Madison in 2011. I found a lot of people who had no idea what unions were doing, and they said, well, they used to be valuable, but not anymore. And I said, well, haven't you ever enjoyed a weekend overtime, 40-hour work week, or you and your neighbor's kids aren't in sweatshops? And I said, it's a very, very important thing to do. We need to study labor history. You can get on NPR or WPR and listen to Marketplace, but there's not as much room for people to talk about labor law, and it's very, very important to do that. And the other thing is that when you, even if you were in a non-union shop, you still enjoyed benefits from the union because there were so many businesses, I remember when I was growing up, that they would do anything they could to, quote unquote, keep the unions out. So therefore, they were presenting wages and benefits to their workers that were even higher than union wages just to keep the unions out. So Tom, even if you were at a non-union shop.
Yeah, Tom, thanks so much for your perspective. Kate, have you noticed more conversations at work about unions?
Yeah, I mean, we can't talk, mm-hmm. we can't organize at work. So, but we have had a lot of conversations about what would this mean? You know, a lot of questions from folks about, you know, if this happens, then what would this mean for our abilities to negotiate for better patient staffing ratios, for better education time, you know, the things that we're looking for. And so a lot of good conversations about that, a lot of concerns too. You know, again, like Mariah said, it's not the primary question, but, you know, questions about, like, what changes are going to be made to our benefits, for instance. You know, and we really, there's a lot of people that feel like we just don't have a lot of agency right now. And so this is, you know, one way that we're able to advocate for ourselves and create a structure where we have a voice together.
Mariah, what's been the reaction from UW Health's management to your nurses union?
Well, I don't think we've gotten a ton of reaction from like individual managers and administrators besides to, at least, for example, my director welcomed the chance to have a dialogue. They have to toe a very important line between being nurses themselves, even though they're not at the bedside, and being a part of the management structure. So that's something they have to be careful with. On the other hand, we've been talking directly with the board, and honestly, it's been kind of disappointing that they've chosen to release statements, you know, minutes after talking to us, and instead of really engaging in a meaningful dialogue. So we're continuing to meet with them one-on-one and hopefully educate them about why this is within our legal rights and clarify what we'd actually like from them. Hopefully that we'll get them to see the right thing and do what's best for patients and for staff.
Taking another call now, Tracy in Madison. Tracy, hi.
Hi. I want to know, as a consumer of health care and a concerned citizen, what can I do to support the nurses in their efforts?
Thank you, Tracy. Mariah?
One of the things that you can do is, first of all, I really love the support. Thank you so much. We have a union town hall at the Madison Labor Temple coming up this Wednesday at 6 p.m. That's at 1602 South Park, room 201 A and B. And we would love to see as many nurses, supporters, community members, leaders, everyone. We'd just love to see people there. You can talk to the nurses, find out more about what's going on and why we're doing this. And we'll have more offerings of concrete steps for public support.
Kate, what is the strategy going forward? What tactics will you employ to try to navigate some of these issues?
Right now we're working to speak with the board. We've been talking with them individually as well as we just addressed them on Thursday. And we're basically just trying to have a conversation with them, explain why this is so important and how, you know, all the things that we're seeing and make sure that they're aware of all the things that we've been seeing throughout the UW system. And then from here, really just we've got a majority of nurses, a strong majority of nurses throughout the hospital, throughout pretty much all the hospitals, all the clinics, almost every department. And we're hearing the same things from all the nurses too. So this isn't just one or two departments. This is throughout the system. So really to talk with them and, you know, speak together with one voice for what we need.
We're talking about the role of labor unions in Wisconsin with Kate Welton and Mariah Clark. They're two emergency care nurses who helped form a nurses union at UW Health. You can join in 800-642-1234. Let's go to Troy now in Muskego. Hi, Troy. Oh, Troy is no longer there. Mariah, I want to ask you, how have you talked to, or perhaps not, nurses in other states where they can unionize? Have you reached out at all to other unions on this?
Personally, I haven't talked to anybody out of state except for just my friends who are nurses. But we are working with SEIU, which is one of the largest nursing unions in the country, and it's who represented us before. So we have a nationwide support structure via SEIU.
And how have they responded to your efforts over the last year to pull together in a right-to-work state?
They've been amazingly supportive, and they've been able to engage their resources to see things. For example, we're asking the board for the ability to meet and confer, which is very different from the collective bargaining that was prohibited by Act 10. It's still a voluntary process, but it's a separate process. And that's part of how the board actually can legally recognize our union and continue to have an actual real dialogue so that we can have a say in ensuring that the quality care we're known for stays exceptional versus the collective bargaining that they've been hiding behind going, oh, we can't do that because of Act 10.
Yeah, can you explain a little bit more about the two different processes that you see going on there?
Well, I'm not a policy expert or a lawyer, but my understanding is that collective bargaining is very, very rigidly managed by law. Meet and confer is an agreeable process that has been used successfully throughout Dane County and the state, certainly, for interactions between government employees affected by Act 10.
Kate, what would you like patients of UW Health to know about the hospital system and how it is working now and where you want to see it going?
First, I want them to know that we're still fighting for them. This is really about making the hospital, continuing to have the hospital be the best hospital in the state. And, you know, as nurses at UW, we're still committed to taking excellent care of our patients. We're doing everything we can. And, you know, I think if you support us, you can always, like Mariah said, we've got the Labor Temple Town Hall, but also just, you know, let folks know that you appreciate the work your nurses are doing and understand that we're doing as much as we can with a lot less resources than we've had in the past, too. So I don't, you know, it's I don't want somebody lying in a hospital bed to, I'm not trying to say you should just be patient, because that's, you know, you should get the care that you deserve, and we're working and stretching as hard as we can to provide that care. But, you know, speak up to administration of patient relations if you feel like your nurses are overworked, if you feel like your nurses aren't able to spend the time with you that they really should be able to because of their patient load, you know, and ask your nurses, ask how things are going and how the changes they've seen. But we're still fighting for them, and we're still taking the best care of everybody the best we can with the resources we have. And, you know, really, I've seen some extraordinary teamwork and extraordinary care, even with things the way they are right now.
Mariah, just a few seconds left. Are you optimistic?
Yeah, I'm, you know, you can't not be optimistic. This is the right thing for the hospital. It's the right thing for our patients. It's the right thing for our nurses. So I hope that the board will see that and recognize our union so that we can keep working together and make UW Health the best it can be.
Mariah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Kate, thank you as well.
Thanks so much.
Mariah Clark and Kate Walton helped establish a nurses' union at UW Health. Mariah works in UW Hospital's emergency room. Kate is an emergency medicine nurse at UW Health. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.